This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
American Airlines files for bankruptcy. Will it be a smooth landing for consumers?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The parent company of American Airlines today filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, saying labor and fuel costs are to blame. The company says none of American's flight operations will be affected by the bankruptcy. George Hobica is an airline travel analyst. He has the website airfarewatchdog.com, and he's with us now from New York City live. Hey, George.
Good morning, Steve.
What impact are we talking about and on consumers?
Well, for consumers, not a lot. I think they're going to honor all frequent flyer miles. They're going to have bonus frequent flyer miles. We'll probably see a fare sale to lure passengers back. There may even be some silver linings. If you're an employee, however, a retiree, a stock or bond holder, or a vendor, the impact is going to be pretty major.
What does this say about the climate, George, for airlines in the U.S. right now?
Well, it's kind of sad. I mean, American Airlines was our iconic flag carrier for many years. It was a very innovative airline.
It was number one, right?
It was number one. They developed the frequent flyer program. They developed a Sabre system. They developed yield management. It was the most innovative airline, and it's really kind of sad, you know, to see the airline in such a state. We've seen so much consolidation in the industry. We really now only have two major legacy carriers, United and Delta. And the question is, will American seek a merger partner in the future?
You think it's going to survive?
I think they'll survive. I don't know in what shape. Are they going to grow their way to profitability or shrink their way? I mean, we saw TWA and Pan Am, which were the two major iconic flag carriers in the past, go into Chapter 11. It's not inconceivable that American, will go into Chapter 9 if they can't consolidate.
George Hobica from Watchdog.com. George, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Today, Eurozone finance ministers are looking at ways to beef up the so-called bailout fund, which is supposed to prevent countries such as Greece and Spain from going bust. Meanwhile, the debt crisis is having a profound effect on European banks and their ability to lend. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us now from London with the latest on that story. Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Of course, we all remember the credit crunch from two, 3 years ago. Is something like that happening now?
What's going on in Europe now is similar, except it's not mortgages, but Eurozone government debt that's the main problem. As fears have grown that European governments might default, investors have shunned the banks that lent the governments a lot of money. Hmm. And as a result, the banks have been hoarding their cash and cutting back on their lending. Peter Tahl Larsen of the website Breaking Views thinks it could be worse this time than 3 years ago.
I think what we're seeing now is a more severe credit crunch, really, because it looks like it's going to go on for longer, and there are no obvious solutions in terms of government support, because governments are not really in a position to support banks in the same way that they were in 2008.
Mm. So now that sounds bad, Stephen. Just how much damage do you think we're going to see?
Well, it could be very bad. The OECD, the Organization of Leading Countries, reckons not only that the Eurozone could slip into recession next year, but the U.S. could be affected too. The OECD has cut its forecast for U.S. growth next year down from 3.1 to 2%.
Mm. All right. Stephen Beard joining us from London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, barely. The Dow is up just a fraction of a percent, 17 points at 11,540. Today, we also found out from the Case-Shiller Home Price Index that average prices of homes fell in 17 of 20 cities between August and September.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Constant Contact, offering email marketing tools and resources to help market small businesses during the holiday season. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
Protesters with the Occupy Los Angeles movement are asking a federal judge for an injunction to stop the city from evicting them from their camp. In London, banking giant UBS is working to clear Occupy protesters from a building. Christopher Worth reports.
Protester Pete Phoenix guides me through the dark four-story building he and dozens of others have occupied for the past week.
In the same way that banks repossess people's houses, we've repossessed this on behalf of, you know, a lot of people.
The protesters have dubbed the building the Bank of Ideas, a place where the Occupy movement can discuss solutions to the global economic crisis. They're holding workshops on things like bank taxes and have invited community youth groups to move in. If UBS wants the building back, it's likely to have a long legal battle ahead of it. The bank has asked a court for permission to evict the protesters, but that could take weeks. Mark Davis is a property lawyer with the London law firm Healy's. He says that's because in the UK, squatters who occupy empty buildings enjoy certain rights.
What it means effectively is that UBS can't use force to chuck the squatters out. We'd have to go for the courts.
In fact, doing so could come with a fine of nearly $8,000. UBS declined an interview request, but in a written statement said it's aware of the situation. The British government is considering a bill that would make squatting a criminal offense, punishable by up to a year in jail. But Leon Glenister of the website LawThink says the protesters follow a long tradition rooted in English law.
It comes from the old way of doing property, which is that the way old villages would determine who owned certain property would just be who was living there.
Back at the Bank of Ideas, Pete Phoenix says the protesters have asked the Swiss bank UBS to let them stay.
Why don't we all talk to each other? You know, maybe the Swiss want to help out with some community projects.
Nearby, protesters have been camped outside St. Paul's Cathedral since October. The City of London has been in court for the past several weeks trying to evict them. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, the U.S. military's research arm is offering a big cash award to the people who figure out the fastest and most cost-effective ways to piece together shredded documents. Now, some are using computer programs or are painstakingly piecing each contest challenge together by hand. The winner gets $50,000. The contest ends on Sunday. Let's hope the prize won't be a big bag of shredded dollar bills. Ugh. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
These are still difficult times. Nobody knows that better than charities that depend on donations to survive. So, what to do?
So now I'm going publicly and outing these people and at least embarrassing them.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Make them feel bad, then take their money. It's charity, Freakonomics style, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.